It was a little more than 2 years ago when we decided on the official day we would mark as the coming together of our two congregations, and we chose June 10th. And in part, that was because June was the timing that was working for us. And in part, it was because June 10th is also the year that we mark the coming together of the United Church of Canada, which was formed in 1925 and celebrated on June 10th. And we thought, since we're going to be in June anyway, why not celebrate that same birthday, that same act of coming together and uniting both the church, the larger denomination, and our congregation. We didn't think that much about Pentecost, but it's a nice coincidence that often this date is around the time that Pentecost Sunday falls. And this year we fall exactly on Pentecost Sunday, Pentecost being the day that we mark and we think of as the beginning of the church, the transition between Jesus and his disciples, and a gathered community inspired by these stories and working to create something new in the world. What a beautiful reading, and what a beautiful image to hold on to as we remember the coming together of our congregation 2 years ago. This coming together of community and celebration of new beginnings. And so on Pentecost Sunday, we have images of the Spirit, the movement of the Spirit. And we hear many different images of our scripture of what this movement of the Spirit looks like, because it's something that we can't describe, that we can't comprehend, and we just do our best with different images. So here today we hear about tongues of flame. And in other places we hear about the Spirit as a dove or a bird or as the wind, something that has movement and passion and blows through us, inspires us, fills us and our experience. So when we mark the beginning of our community and of our denomination, of the larger church, we do so in the context of this movement of the Spirit, this filling of our lives with hope and new possibilities. Today also happens to be the day before Game 5. Now, I mentioned this last week for those of you who are here. So many of us are sort of sitting at the edge of our seats to see what happens tomorrow night. But if you've been listening to some of the discussion happening, at least the ones on CBC, there's been a lot of conversation not just about basketball as basketball, or cheering for the team as cheering for the team, but about how Toronto and Raptors fans in general represent diversity. So the other day as I was driving, they had a little segment where they just recorded different fans saying "Go Raptors" or cheering for the Raptors in the many different languages that they bring as their first languages. And there are other conversations that have happened about the diversity of Toronto and how this is reflected in basketball. Basketball is not an elite sport. Anyone can play it if they have a basketball or know someone who has a basketball. You don't need a lot of fancy equipment. So it equalizes, it allows common ground for people to come together. Sometimes we miss the diversity part of the Pentecost story. We skip over the bit about the different languages and focus on the good news or those tongues of flame or the movement of the Spirit, the start of the church. But essentially what happens is an important celebration of the importance of diversity. Because what happens is all of the gathered people in Jerusalem, and there are a lot because this is festival time, so there are people who've come from all over the place to be there. Those people hear the disciples speaking in their own language. It's not the reverse. It's not everyone suddenly understands the Galileans speaking in their language. It's not saying, all right, you're welcome to be part of this new beginning once you understand us, once you can hear what we're saying. No. The disciples speak in all of the languages of the people who are there so that everyone can hear where they are. Not where the disciples are, where they are. It's a celebration of diversity. It's not a coming together in all being the same, but a reaching out and changing so that we are together what everyone else needs to hear. That we are together reflecting the diversity that we celebrate in our world and in our city. This is something that we aspire to do as a congregation. But our first step is always remembering what that means. Celebrating diversity is not expecting people to behave in the ways that we want, or hear the things that we want them to hear, or change to look like us. Celebrating diversity is hearing the language that each person speaks, listening to the stories that they bring, and coming to that place. That's our task as a congregation and as a wider church, to be changed by diversity, to allow ourselves to become different, to become more than we are in any one moment, to learn different languages, different stories, different points of view, and then together to recognize how all of that contributes to our common vision of a world where all are not just welcome, but belong. Where all are not just invited in, but already part of the story. That common vision is the one we share as a congregation, and that we're working towards in so many different ways as a community. And that shared vision is one that we're called into in all of our lives, to allow ourselves to be changed, to be more, to be diverse within ourselves, and to celebrate the diversity that exists around us. So on this Pentecost Sunday, we have the opportunity to celebrate together new beginnings and new movements of the Spirit. And we have the opportunity to celebrate together the diversity that we cherish in our community and in the wider community, the wider world, allowing ourselves again and again to be called out, to be changed, to love radically, recklessly, just as Jesus did, and just as God does in every moment. Thanks be to God. Amen.